Welcome back. Welcome back to the radio show. You're dialed into playlist number 123. I am your host, Randy Helms, and I have got 11 bands and 12 songs lined up for you. I got some stuff by Dead Harrison, Fire Force, Anubis. I've got an interview with Garrett Proste from the band Dangerous Times for the Dead. And with their self-titled track, Dangerous Times for the Dead. That was Dangerous Times for the Dead. And right now, joining me right here on the radio show, the bass player from that band, the one, the only, Garrett Proste. What's going on, dude?
Hey, hello, Randy. Thanks for having me, man. I'm fine.
Awesome, awesome, man. It's good to get you on here and talk a little bit about the band and about some of the music, because I know we got something special, a special song we're going to talk about in a few minutes. To get this thing kind of started, man, tell me a little bit about you and how you got into like playing bass. Was that your first instrument? And kind of like, you know, who were some of your influences growing up?
Oh, wow. My influence when I was growing up, yeah, most of it was just Iron Maiden and, probably Steve Harris is a big influence. Deep Purple, Rainbow, stuff like that, really. I guess also, but that came recently, actually, I think in the last 2 years, more Van Halen, and that's mm-hmm. really cool. And it's in some of our songs, so we try to incorporate that. Yeah, I think I was 17 when my mom got me a guitar, so that's what was my first instrument, and I'm self-taught, and played bass because I wasn't really a front man, you know, so you can always hide a bit if you're a bass player.
The bottom end,
but just a bit, because I mean in heavy metal, of course, it's all about the theater and the theatrics of it, so that had to grow a bit, of course, so that's how I started on the bass. And it's a very interesting job. I think without a bass there's no music, right? I mean, right. I know a few bands without guitars, but yeah, bass is really the driving force.
Well, it is, because I mean, it holds that bottom end down, and I mean, you really got to be in that pocket with the drummer. I mean, it's got to be synced up just right. And if the two of you gel, I play guitar myself, so I know a lot of the times when I've been in bands and I've played stuff, I really relied heavily on the bass player as far as hearing, you know, because I could hear that more than I could hear, say, another guitar player, because if I was doing a solo or something like that, I could hear exactly when it was going to change, you know, the chords, and lets me know if I'm going to change maybe to a different scale or whatever, you know. So I get that, man. That's and it's funny that you mentioned Deep Purple, and I'm gonna tell you why it's funny, because like you and I talked before we started recording, I spent a lot of time in the Netherlands back in my military days, and both my boys are from, you know, were born there, so they've got the dual citizenship. And I know many a New Year's Eve, I would stand outside someone's house, and we'd be listening to the top 20,000, the top 2,000, and always
that's
the
a big thing over here.
Yeah, always in the top three songs every single year was Deep Purple, Child in Time. And so it was that's what, you know, it's funny because I had never really got into that song until 1995 or 4. The first time I heard it on the top 20,000, I was like, man, how come I really never got into this Deep Purple song? And now it's one of my favorites. So it's funny you mentioned them, man. So
yeah, it got really another meaning to it, you know. Yeah. Because for us, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody of Queen is always right. number one, and that's really for us, it's just, oh yeah, that's a top 2,000 song. So yeah. That's, you know,
it always is. Hey, so how did you guys get Dangerous Times for the Dead? Kind of how long have you guys been a band, and how did that all come about?
Together, I think the singer Bjorn and one of the guitarists Dave. Dave is more into the doom metal and Black Sabbath and stuff like that, and Bjorn is really into Dio, and they decided, we've been in some bands and some proto-doom bands, but we want some really, you know, new wave of British heavy metal inspired band, and that really sounded great for us. So yeah, two years ago we started rehearsing, the five of us, and things just really gelled and clicked from the first time we met, and they're all such great guys, and I consider them my best friends right now. So that's just amazing to have. I'm so fortunate, you know, to have mm-hmm. such great guys around, capable musicians. And even though we have different musical backgrounds, I think, you know, the common denominator always comes up, and it's really heavy metal, and it's been that from the start.
Yeah, I gotta ask you, man. I mean, you guys, your sound is so reminiscent of the stuff that, you know, and I'm gonna age myself for you, dude. I'm 51, and so all the stuff that you're you know, you guys want to hear it really has that nice throwback to the 80s and that new wave of you know, British heavy metal. And so was that something, I mean, you guys kind of just said when you started, let's try to go for that sound, or is it just because of all your influences that it just kind of works that way?
I think Björn has a really traditional and a classical trained voice, so, and he's a big Dio fan, and he met him like 4 or 5 times, I think. So
nice.
That's really the starting point, of course. So yeah, I guess that's influence based, but it's also, you have to know your instrument, and I think the vocalist is really a main part of your sound, of course. So I think that everything just started from there. We can get away with lots of different styles, and I think we have some more AOR oriented songs. Mm-hmm. We go towards the thrash a bit, you know, on the last song you played. It's a bit more speed metal and thrash metal, so we get away with that stuff. But yeah, we always come back to the Dio-esque vocals, so that's the thing. Yeah,
well, we're huge Dio's fans over here on this radio show and our podcast that comes out on Mondays every year. We pay honor to Ronnie on his birthday, and we do a special show on our podcast, and we've been able to have several different folks that have actually played with Ronnie come on, and it's really, really been nice to get all the stories about him. But I'm going to switch gears a little bit, because we already played your title track, Dangerous Times for Dead, but you guys were gracious enough to email me, and we chatted, and you guys have a brand new song that's coming out that we're gonna debut right here on Out Here on My Hair, as far as debuting it for the States. I don't know if you guys are putting it out in Europe beforehand, but this is debuting here today on the 10th.
A few times here. Yeah.
But the name of that song is Storm the Castle. So tell me a little bit about, you know, you guys recording that. I mean, was that all done during this COVID time? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
We had a tour planned, for a small tour over here, so just some local bars. And of course, we didn't happen because of COVID. So we're really trying to focus on the things we can do, and one of the things we can do right now is record, because we have a bit of a do-it-yourself mentality over here. Everybody just takes turns. Yeah, that's a bit it's less ideal than playing at the same time, but yeah, there's nothing you could do right now, so that's really what we do right now. We try to put out a song every 2 months, and yeah, we've just been going strong, really, and we try to write songs together whenever we're able. And you know, the government says it's okay to do that. So this song, we've been writing it for, I think, half a year ago. I came up with the riff, and you know, the singer Björn, he always writes stories from start to finish. He's a real big history and sci-fi and horror buff, so he's really into the literature, and he's really prolific and fast in writing just lyrics and melodies. So I think we had this song together in probably one session, so probably probably an hour or something.
That's
and then
cool.
Yeah, of course, the whole recording thing, I do everything on my home studio here, and that kind of works. I mean, I'm not a professional, but I've had no complaints until now, so that's good.
Same here, man. I ain't no professional, and I put this show together, and thanks to Audacity, I'm able to kind of make it sound a little decent. So.
Sure. For us, we were looking for a real ripper of a new wave of traditional heavy metal song. So not as much a throwback to other bands, even though, of course, we wear influences on our sleeves and you can hear it throughout the song, but it's more influenced by the new wave. So that's from 2000 on, the bands that get into the 80s heavy metal and really make new songs with that. And yeah, that's our influence. And I think, yeah, it's a killer song, man.
It definitely is, man. It is really killer. And it's funny when you were talking about, you know, your singer and his writing and getting, you know, into the history and getting into, you know, that type of writing, which is so predominant in metal with some of the better, you know, better bands as far as when you start looking at their lyrics. And it's funny you say that. And the reason why I say that is because it just... It's going right into the next thing I had written down that I wanted to do with you. One of the things we like to do on our show is, well, I'm going to give you a band, and I'm going to give you three songs by that band, and you and I have to pretend it's the first time we're ever seeing this band played live in concert. And of the three songs, you have to take one of the songs off the set list. And the band I had put down was Iron Maiden, so it's pretty cool because Steve Harris is such a great writer of lyrics. So it worked out perfect that you said that. It was a nice segue. So here it is. I'm going to give you three songs, and I'll let you think about it, and I'll answer first. But the three songs are Run to the Hills, The Trooper, and Number of the Beast. It's the first time you're ever seeing Iron Maiden live, and they cannot play one of those songs. And we can choose the same, or we can choose different. So I'll go ahead and go first. I will tell you right now, anytime I ever see Iron Maiden play live, I'm going to want to hear The Trooper, because that's just one of the first songs that ever got me into the band. So I've got to hear that. And then it comes down to Run to the Hills and Number of the Beast. If it's the first time I'm seeing them live, I'm probably, as much as I hate saying this, I probably would take Run to the Hills off and leave Number of the Beast. So I'm taking Run to the Hills off. What about you? You can choose the same, or you could do different. You can talk it out. It's not an easy little thing.
I've seen Iron Maiden, I think it was 2 years ago. And, you know, the whole show they put up with The Trooper and the huge eddy that comes on,
right.
And that's amazing. Just the show and the showmanship that's going on there. Really, I would love to have a shot in that flamethrower that that Bruce carries around on stage. That would be amazing. I have a soft spot for Run to the Hills because of the lyrics. Just the two sides of it.
Right.
And, that's just amazing songwriting for me. Musically, yeah, probably Number of the Beast. But yeah, I think Trooper number one for me. Run to the Hills number two, and Number of the Beast number three.
I guess. So you're taking Number of the Beast off the set list. They're not playing it that night, but that's okay. You're gonna go see them again, and maybe they'll play it the next time for you. I tell you, man, it's my podcast sidekick Troy. We play that game a lot, and we bring people on and play it with us, and we'll do an entire show just doing that. And every person we've brought on to play it always says, "This is one of the hardest games. You guys pick like three of the best songs by the band." And sometimes we'll do like if it's a band everybody knows. Like, let's say AC/DC, I might go like really deep cuts. I might be like, okay, it's 1979, Bon Scott singing, and here's your three songs, and they're all like deep cuts, and they're like, holy crap, I want to hear them all because they never play them. But hey, so what's everything's kind of up in the air, but what are you guys' hope and plan for 2021 for the band?
We're working on a lot of stuff right now, but yeah, a lot of it is online, of course. So Storm the Castle is the next thing we're releasing, of course. After that, we have this hokey metal song called Queen of the Night coming up probably beginning of 2021. After that, a really epic doomy thrashy song called Father Time. That's a bit more Metallica Iron Maiden. It's really, really cool. And, you know, creating our own video clips, stuff like that. Yeah. Gig-wise, it's really hard to tell.
Right.
I see a lot of really small venues over here that really barely can keep it together right now. So if we can play for free, we have contact with some of those. And, you know, you got to help them out. It's just a cool community. really over here in the Netherlands, there's this really tight-knit community, and yeah, it's really hard right now.
Yeah.
So that's what we're focusing on. Actually, so that we have a really good package to just spread out into the world. You know, that's what we're really, once we can again, we're really ready for it.
Well, that's all you can do. So let everybody know where they can keep in touch with you guys on social media, so that way they can follow the band and they know exactly when the new songs are coming out and all that good stuff.
Yeah, of course. So our website is dangertimesforthedead.com. We have Instagram, Danger Time Dead. You should totally check it out, because we also do some stuff like people can send their photos and make, maybe we will incorporate that on the cover of our albums, because we make those ourselves too. Stuff like that, really follow it. It's going to be cool. We're pretty active on Facebook too, but yeah, I think Instagram and maybe our Spotify playlists, you know, just supporting the whole metal community with those playlists, and I think they're called Hard and Heavy, so you can look that up too.
All right, I'll definitely do that. You guys definitely keep in touch with us, because we definitely want to, you know, keep spinning your stuff down the road. And so Garrett, I just want to thank you for coming on and giving me a little bit of your time today, man.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, man, and stay safe, stay metal.
We'll definitely do that. All right, hey, let's get back into it. Right now, this one's getting played right here first on Out Here on My Hair, the radio show. It's the new song by Dangerous Times for the Dead, and it's called Storm the Castle.